Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Sound like a blues singer right now. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, wherever you are with us, it's great to have you with us, especially the troops listening on AFN. I'm a FAN of the troops. I come from a military family. My dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy. But even if you aren't from a military family, you can appreciate all that our military does for us and our allies. So wherever you are, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. I hope you guys are all doing, guys and gals are doing well, and stay safe, especially this holiday time of year. We got Hanukkah going on. We got Christmas. We got all the good stuff. So even if you're not religious, it's a time when families get together. So I know it's extra hard on the military being away from home right now, so I just want to salute you all, even the enlisted men and women who don't get saluted and do most of the hard work, for sure. We're also on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live, and he emails rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, use that email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, to ask for the cheat code at the end of the show, which I always do, and also for the free game that I give away at 40 after, coming up in about a half hour. I do have an interview today at 25 after the hour. We'll get to that before that. Laying out my clock for everybody here. We're also on the internet at SBNationLive.com as well, being on SB Nation Radio and on SiriusXM, the 211 in progress. Yes, Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you with us if you're listening on SiriusXM as well. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Those are great apps and apropos ways of listening to the programming as well. And on your television sets, we're on CRN Digital Plus 2. That is the cable radio network, channel 2, and cable provider. So, yes, we talk sports on all these networks, except this 1 hour. And it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. We got to pack it in. We already have less than an hour to go. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We got an interview coming up in the next segment. Now's a good time to chime in wherever you might happen to be. We'll give away a free game at 40 after the hour. What is the game? You'll just have to wait and see. Amazon said this week that it's going to publish the next iteration of Tomb Raider, of course, one of the great franchises dating back. It's a real coup for Amazon. We know that Crystal Dynamics studio out here in California came up with Lara Croft a long time ago in the 90s. British archaeologist who traverses unexplored tombs around the world, solving puzzles and fighting villains, of course. And recent versions of the game, like Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which was, what was that, 4 years ago now. That was published by Square Enix, which is Japanese. We know there have been a couple of movies as well. But Crystal Dynamics is still going to develop the game, which does not have a release date yet. But Amazon will be the publisher, meaning they're going to work closely with Crystal Dynamics on what they call creative support and be responsible for all the what a publisher does, marketing, shipping, advertising, all the other stuff. So the new Tomb Raider game will be the first major single-player game published by, quote-unquote, Amazon Games, which has struggled for years to break into this very challenging insular world of video game development before finally finding a niche with some multiplayer online games. But placing a flagship single player game under its portfolio could be a significant step to boost Amazon's credibility in the industry. And Christoph Hartmann, Vice President of Amazon Games, said, "It's a huge moment for us. If someone told you 4 years ago Amazon is making games, you would have laughed. I don't know if I would have laughed. I think Amazon can go to the moon if they feel like it. They got enough money. But the it was under Mike Frazzini. He was the longtime Amazon executive who just left this year. But, I mean, they've been trying to break in for a decade. And so when they brought in Hartman, a guy who founded 2K Games, they started making a little more headway. And so last year, remember, Google made a huge foray into video games. They shut down the in-house development arm of Stadia before announcing that this year they're ending Stadia altogether. And so everybody thought, well, if Google, who was way ahead of Amazon with Stadia and its own in-house stuff, if they can't do it, then Amazon's going to shut down too, right? But then Amazon released one of those multiplayer titles, New World, last fall. And then this spring they came out with Lost Ark. And so they're doing a lot better. Tomb Raider, of course, is going to build on that. But even though Amazon is a late entrant into video games and it's going to trail a lot of other deep-pocketed companies like Sony and Microsoft, Amazon is still a massive company. And the great news for them is they don't need immediate financial success because they literally print money. They have more money. They make more money than Sinatra does every time they blink, right? And so it's sort of like saying, oh, they're coming into it late. That'd be like saying, oh, I didn't start making money on TV shows until the 70s. I missed out on the 50s and the 60s. I think you're still going to be okay. And so what they kept saying is, we're not in a rat race. We just want to make good games. Well, after wrapping up a trilogy games detailing Lara Croft's origins, the new Tomb Raider, according to Scott Amos, who's the studio head over at Crystal Dynamics, he says, we're going back to the roots. Not too many details. He just said, quote, there's a logical evolution of what we can do there as far as how we can actually give a bigger adventure and even more things for her to do and more worlds and mysteries for her to explore. We didn't know what Amazon's group was like when we started this conversation. We had known they had a few games out there, but we started to talk to Christoph, and it's like, oh, by the way, we all have 20, 30 years of history in this business. And that's the thing. Bringing in video game veterans has paid off. And just, you know, when you start talking to people who know what they're talking about, instead of just, oh, we're going to try video games now. Not that you can't do it, but it's just a little bit, it's just a little bit harder. And one more thing I wanted to bring up before we go to the break. I saw this on Kotaku this weekend, because Blizzard is now taking pre-orders on their $100 special Diablo 4 collector's box, which looks really cool. There's this one thing in it that is pretty shocking. A human hand? No. Why would you say that? There's no game. What? Now, Blizzard isn't trying to trick people into accidentally buying the game-free box, but it's still very odd that you don't get the game, because expensive collector's editions of video games always come with the game. Right? I usually haven't felt the need to, you know, get the collector's box. I know there's been some cool things over there. Remember the Call of Duty, it was more than 10 years ago. They had some rudimentary NVGs, some night vision goggles. It was like, wow. I remember we got it on the show here free and gave one away. There was a like Nazi skull head thing. There's all sorts of weird stuff you get in these things. But the Diablo 4 collector's box for $100 doesn't have the game. It has a mouse pad, a cloth map, a pin, and more. Aha. Yes. The Candle of Creation, this is going to be the official thing. Candle of Creation, Occult Mouse Pad, Cloth Map of Sanctuary, Pin of the Horadrim, Diablo 4 Collector's Edition Art Book, and two matted fine art prints, 18 by 10. As I said, Blizzard isn't trying to deceive anyone. It's clear in the store description that this box does not contain any game. It also isn't selling the box on Battle.net, but instead on the merch site. So it's separating it from its video game wing. So it's not that they're trying to pull a fast one and trick Diablo players into forking out $100 that does not include the game. I'm just saying it's weird. And I guess for folks who prefer to buy a digital copy of the game, maybe they want something to provide as a gift that is pre-ordered or something. But I don't know. It's just, it's a little confusing. And for me, with the way games are now, how much space they take up on even the biggest of hard drives, I want a physical copy of everything. It's just the hard drive gets too filled up as it is. What are you going to store on there? Five games and then it's full? That doesn't seem like enough. All right. We will take a quick break when we come back. I got an interview, and then we're going to get back to the business of taking your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY and giving away a free game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare? Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Adam Reese. He is the lead game designer for Blackout Sports Football, and it is coming soon for PC and mobile, or as they say in England, mobile. Adam, welcome to the show, man. Well, from where are you reaching us right now? Where are you located?
I'm located in the UK.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm just outside, halfway between Swindon and Oxford.
Oh, all right.
So that's Gloucestershire or Oxfordshire, really.
Yeah, are you more Gloucestershire or Oxfordshire? Oxon.
Oxon, yeah. Well, I'm right on the border. So I'm Oxfordshire, but I have got a Gloucestershire postcode for some reason. Who knows why? A zip code, as you call it in America.
So do you support Oxford United or Swindon Town?
Well, neither, because I wasn't actually brought up around these parts. This is where I've ended up, really. So I do look at their results on the telly, but I don't really follow them.
And you, so which team do you support?
Well, I support Man United, partly because years and years ago they had a whole lot of Welsh players playing for them. So being a Welshman, I supported Man United for that reason. And then also at the time they were told that they couldn't win a league title because they were full of youngsters. And then they went on to win it. So I thought that was great. So I decided to support them.
Ryan Giggs, Mark Hughes, Clayton Blackmore. Who else?
Going back now. I can't remember. It was the time when they had, when Beckham was really young.
Yeah. And Robbie Savage. Yeah. Well, there's four Welshmen there that played for Man United.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's why I ended up supporting for no better reason than that, really.
All right. So now, of course, we are right in the middle of the World Cup, and it's perfect timing. Tell us a little bit about Blackout Football Manager.
Yeah, well, it's a football manager game where you're in charge of a club, and you're the manager, so you make all of the important decisions like scouting and developing youth players and training your senior squad players, buying and selling on the transfer market. And probably one of the most important parts, once you've got your squad together, is designing the tactics that you want your team to play and giving individual players specific roles and instructions. And you put all that together, pick your team, and then you send it out to compete against teams that are run by other players around the world. And we have sort of international leagues and cup competitions and ladders where you can challenge people above you. So there's a whole lot of ways you can interact with other people, and you pick your team against everyone else's and hope that you win.
Yeah, tell us about that card system as well, how you kind of organize those boosts.
Yes. So basically, you as a manager, you only can do X amount during the day, and we run that by having a card system. And cards cost energy to play, and you've only got a certain amount of energy, which governs how much you can complete in a day. And the cards you play on different areas to give yourself a boost in that area. So if you were training up, let's say you wanted to train up some of your centre-backs and improve their tackling, so you'd send them into a tackling training regime, and then you might play a tackling training card onto that training session, which would boost the benefits that they get from it. So so you can play cards on training, you can play match tactic cards, When you develop your youth players, you play academy your youth academy of cards to sort of boost up their skills and attributes and those kind of things. So the whole game works on a card system, and then each card has an energy cost basically. And depending on how you've invested in your club infrastructure, you'll get a certain amount of energy every day, and then you play your cards.
Play your cards right, as they say, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking with Adam Reese, lead game designer for Blackout Sports Football. As I mentioned, you're going to be on Steam and also mobile. So how do you do that? Are they cross cooperative, and is it a port to the phone, or is it a different version of it?
No, it's cross cooperative. For the PC, you download it on Steam, and we'll be going into early access in the beginning of next year, so spring 2023. Or you can download it as an app on a Android or a Apple phone or whatever. And so, yeah, you just download it for those, and then you're ready to rock and roll.
By the way, as an aside, as a Welsh fan, I'm a little bit Welsh in my heritage, and I love, because I'm a Tottenham man, I like Ben Davis and, of course, Gareth Bale, all the great things he did when he was with Spurs. But Rob Page, are you mad at him for not playing Kiefer Moore a little bit more, or do you just kind of say, look, we just weren't good enough, and it's been since 1958, we had a nice ride? Or do you think, no, we had an actual real opportunity to beat the USA and beat Iran?
I'm on the camp of we had a nice ride, really. I'm not going to criticize him because of the amazing things he's done and how well Wales did to qualify for mm-hmm. that World Cup. And it was a major thing for them to do that, especially given so many years since we qualified for a previous one. So, yeah, it was just fantastic for them to get there. And it was a shame that the dream didn't continue, but such is life, really.
Right. Now, so someone's listening right now and say, you know, there are so many football management games. What have you learned from the ones in the past to say, we've got it right, this is the one you need to get?
Well, so the unique things, one of the things I wanted to do in the design of it was about the formations that you could use, because all of these football management games just set one formation and you use it both in attack and defense. But in reality, teams can have different formations, one they'll move to when they're attacking and one they move to when they're defending. And so our game allows you to set up a separate formation for both. And then the other thing is that often in these games, they set it so that you can pick from a certain amount of formations, and those are the ones you can do. Where we've introduced this thing where you can actually move the positions around on the field and set whatever formation that you want to. So you can create pretty odd formations, like you have all your players on one side of the pitch if you wanted. Not that it would work out very well for you, but I mean, we wanted as much creative freedom in designing your own formations and how your team is going to set up as possible. And that is one of the kind of like differences, I think, between our game and other games, and that and our card system that we use. The formation thing is the thing I'm really excited about in the game, because I think that gives so much freedom.
By the way, I put you in charge now. No Erik ten Hag. You're at Old Trafford. Are you a 4-4-2 guy, or are you 3-5-2-1? Do you play with the libero sweeper? How do you play your formation?
Well, I like having an attacking midfielder. I play one up front and then an attacking midfielder behind that, and then two wide men. I mean, it depends who you're playing, but I don't know, ever since the sort of the days of Maradona and all of those kind of players where you've got your really attacking midfield, I've always been in love with those. So even if it wouldn't work, I'd still have one and shove someone up there. Because a lot of teams now like having their one or two defensive midfielders, don't they? So they're sitting slightly further back as pivots. But I like sticking as many men into attack as possible and hoping for the best.
One more question for you. obviously, the transfer market, as we know, it's in the summer or in the January sales, if you like. But what about trading players, the in-game market, contract managing, the money? How streamlined is all of that?
We try to keep that fairly simple. I mean, obviously, there's a transfer market so that you can sell your own players and buy players that are being sold from other by other clubs. And then there is a contract system, but basically you're only dealing with the contracts of your major star players that you've got in your squad. So we remove the difficulty of having to deal with every negotiation, contract negotiation of every player in your squad. So we center it down to your star players. And then that's part of one of the card systems is a contract card system. So the player will come to you and say, I want this much money and I want the contract to last this amount of time. And then you can play cards into that negotiation, which will bring down how much money they want or extend the length of the contract or however you want to play it. So we have all of that in there.
Great stuff. And when can we get it?
Well, spring of 2010, next spring, is when it's going to come out. It's going to come out early access on Steam and on Android and iPhone or iOS or whatever you call it. So that's when it's sort of coming out.
Spring 2023. We've got it. We've been speaking with Adam Rees, lead game designer for Blackout Sports Football, the pride of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire. Adam, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, The Video Game Review. What is going on? Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, this land of Bulgaria. Now, U.S. of A, baby, get them while it's hot. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. It's 40 after the hour. This is the time when we give away a brand new game. And the way you can win the game is just to be the second correct emailer with the answer to a very simple question. That's right, the second one, to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The name of the game is Black Tail. Get your mind out of the gutter. Black Tail, which is developed by The Parasite, P-A-R-A-S-I-G-H-T, published by Focus Entertainment. I have it here for the Xbox Series X. It's also available, obviously, for the S, the PS5, and the PC. And the summary, quote, "Become the witch of the woods in Black Tail. You will create the myth of Baba Yaga by living out the origins of this classic Slavic folk story in a first-person action-adventure experience. Choose your path to become either the guardian of the woods or the terror nightmares are made of." Yeah, this is a very interesting-looking game. A lot of shadows, a lot of, first-person bow and arrow action. It looks really cool. My question is this game about a Slavic folk story, or is this game about tennis? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and Black Tail will be, it's hard for me to say Black Tail. Black Tail will be coming to you on the Xbox Series X, developed by The Parasite and published by Focus Entertainment. All right, now, ever since I've been doing this show, almost 20 years, I've always said, if you want to cheat in a video game, go ahead, I don't care, unless, two things, you're playing against someone, or you're trying to achieve something in a fake way, right, and then brag about it. But if you're just playing by yourself, and it's for your own entertainment, which is what games are supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. Then cheat all you want. Who cares? I remember getting the Game Genie for the Genesis with that little, like, scimitar was the cursor. And then that you'd have a code book of all these cheats. It was amazing. Kid Chameleon, there was this one level I couldn't get through. I used my Game Genie on that. It was so much fun to cheat, or some, like, you know, the original
some of these games are just, anyway, you'll get to some platform. I can't jump over there. You know, the original Kingdom Hearts, I'm thinking of the Tarzan where you had to, you remember that level on the PS2, the Tarzan level, and you had to swing and you landed on a, I mean, I consider myself pretty good at video games, and that was just maddeningly hard. And why that got through, I don't know. But just think if you had a cheat to just like, you know, you land in every branch and everything's fine and it's okay. Yeah, why not? Right? Well, I bring it up because I was reading an article on Axios that a lot of lawsuits from the game industry are trying to crack down on cheating. And that not just cracking down on cheaters, we've had those before, hackers and other things, but maybe they're breaking the law. Maybe what they're doing is illegal. Huh? And so the lawsuits are largely aimed against makers of the cheat software, but they don't let the players who use the cheats fully off the hook. Cheat makers, quote, induce and enable individual Destiny 2 players to create an unauthorized and infringing derivative work every time they deploy the cheat software. That was from one lawsuit from Bungie, which Sony owns, by the way. That's still winding its way through the courts. And so that's the other thing, too. I'll never understand. Software piracy. I mean, I do understand it and I don't condone it. But I remember I was working in television all through the 90s, and when Windows 95 came out, and I think it was like $90 a pop, and there was just all these cubicles. They had to buy it they had to buy it for every single desk. And because every computer had to have their own Windows 95, and I just thought, well, just if you just spread the disk everywhere, everybody will have it. Just have them download from the same disk. No, that's software piracy. The reason is, it's sort of like if I go to Barnes & Noble and I free plug and I buy a book, and then I get a letter from the author saying, only you are allowed to read that book. Do not lend it to a friend. Never let anybody else read it. They have to buy their own book. I go, well, this book is now my property. And that's the thing with software piracy. What they're saying is this, you're actually, it's not your property. You're basically just renting it, or it's for your exclusive use. I, okay. But the kind of cheats in play aren't the old school gamer ones. Like, I'm going to give away in about 10 minutes here, just putting in some sort of, you know, God mode or invincibility code. Right. But they involve premium cheats, like players seeing through walls, like in games like Destiny 2 or Call of Duty. And believe me, there are many times where I'm like, how did that guy know I was there? Are they? And so game companies are banning thousands of accounts. It just says that cheating scares off honest players and is costly to fight. Bungie has estimated in one suit that it spends roughly $1.25 million per year on its anti-cheating measures, not including legal costs. So that means that game companies detest cheating, but have been careful to focus their firepower on cheat makers, possibly because targeting more cheaters themselves with lawsuits would be costly and backfire in court, or just seem heavy-handed or turn people off. But cheat making is a big business, and not as lucrative as making a great game, but it is still a revenue generator. And one cheat seller sued by Bungie still sells cheats for dozens of games, including an aimbot for Call of Duty that can be used for $13 a day, or one for Valorant at $85 a month. Can you imagine paying $13 just to dominate for one day? I guess people do. But in June, Bungie, which makes Destiny, won a $13.5 million settlement against a cheat maker. In November, Ubisoft agreed to settle with another guy. And then also last month, an Australian judge ordered an Australian cheat maker to pay Take-Two Interactive for cheating on Grand Theft Auto, $130,000 Australian dollars, which I think is 75 cents over here. But, you know, most of the cheating suits from these big publishers claim that cheats alter the game, and that amounts to copyright infringement. And that's what they talk about being illegal. So a cheat that draws a box around an opposing player who would otherwise be hidden from view is creating an unauthorized derivative work. This is what Bungie is claiming now. So most defendants in the cheating cases have no-showed or folded, agreed to damages, and settled. But Bungie has encountered some feisty resistance from a purported, alleged, not for sure, right, cheat maker, Phoenix Digital. And cheating in Destiny is not in and of itself unlawful, as they say. But this wild case has included Phoenix Digital countersuing Bungie for allegedly violating its terms of service in September, and the judge dismissing both claims on both sides since they were, and now they've been refiled with more specifics. But the bottom line is companies aren't showing that they have an appetite to sue garden variety cheaters, but the lawsuits are designed as a warning shot who think that you can cheat in an online game and be consequence free. If it's just you cheating, I really wouldn't worry about it too much. I really wouldn't. But if it ain't, if you are trying to make a lot of money off of it, then you might want to recalculate that as well. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week, all Tuesday releases, unless otherwise specified. Aero Striker, World Invasion. That's A-E-R-O. That's a shooter on the Switch. Actually, there's a lot of these are all Switch games coming up. Gyro Blade, a shoot 'em up. Iron Lung, an adventure horror. Picross X, Pickbits versus Ouzboros, a nonogram puzzle. Sucker for Love, First Date, an adventure dating romance game, episodic. Depersonalization, an RPG on the PC. Some more Switch games. Mind Jab, a card strategy game. Hellbangers and Holiday Hell, action game on the Switch. He's got a fat guy with a beard and sunglasses. My kind of guy. Package Incorporated puzzle game. Not. And I don't want to say that one. This one, I don't know. I'd probably get in trouble with the FCC saying the name of this game. Let's move on. This is the real name of a game, too. Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion. This is a game on the PS4 action adventure. And yes, that's a real game. You're like, oh, this is pretty sad. Valkyrie Profile, Lenith. That's an RPG Sony exclusive, 4 and 5. Fluffy Horde, strategy tower defense for the 1, the X, and the S. The House of Da Vinci 3 adventure puzzle game. This is on Mac and PC. Toy Soldiers HD on the Nintendo Switch. After Image, action fantasy Metroidvania platformer. That's on every system. And that means the 4 and the 5, the 1, the X and the S, the Switch and the PC. Cramped Room of Death, a puzzle game, PC and Switch. That sounds like the trash compactor in Star Wars. Drop 2022, PC. And then Kung Fury Street Rage action game for the Switch. Kung Fury, one of the funniest things I have ever seen. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, and we're going to close out the show in our customary fashion by giving away a cheat code. And I feel like I've done this one before, but maybe it was years ago. This is a request from Hank the Tank. Hank the Tank says, Rick, Grand Theft Auto Hall of Fame cheat code, I don't have it. How do I get the tank? Well, Hank the Tank wants the tank. That's from Grand Theft Auto 3. Now, this might be a little hard to do on the radio, so stay with me here. But to get the tank in Grand Theft Auto 3, you go circle, 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 R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. That's on the PS2. Then you are in the invincible Rhino tank. Once again, Grand Theft Auto 3, to get the Rhino tank, you hit on the PS2 controller, right? Circle, 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 R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. Now, if you didn't get all that, I'll email it to you as well. But, yeah, the circle, there's six of them to begin with. why was it so hard? Well, you have to ask the developer about that. But I appreciate you writing in and everybody for listening. As always, happy holidays to all of you. And we will see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.